Blog Talk Radio.
Got that summer love out there.
Summer love.
Just here to let you know about ours.
That's right.
That's right. AC.
AC, baby.
T-Dre of Cali Lifestyle.
What?
And the homie Shorty J.
What's up, boo? Tell me what you want to do. Take a ride in the caddy, coupe, cool. Baby girl, let's whoop-de-woo. She kissed but don't tell. Got back like a big old whale. Down the rendezvous or any motel. Kick it with dad, with a little dick and big old bag. With that stick, sticky dicky, bomb fizzle, tea drizzle. Make a giggle, hit that middle. A little to the left, a little to the right. Plugged into the phone jack, pussy all night. Don't get uptight, cause I never do it wrong. Doing my thing to the break of dawn, summer love.
Wow. while it's here. You gotta make your days worth it. It only comes once a year. That's why I stay head in the sky, looking around, seeing who I'm taking home tonight. So I hit the bully and I'm looking for some action. Gang of homies around me, so you know we cause distraction. Unreal is the feeling, looking around, seeing so many pretty women, not to mention seeing all the rompers from Cutlass and Cerebros. Bombs and a fight, everybody's out to do the same thing. Ladies looking lovely, homies creased and clean. First you spit game, get the name and the number. How many digits can you collect in one summer? It's easy for me, I can never get enough. AC the promoter, I got that summer love. Fine highness, cruising and hitting the highers. Three wheelings on the side, locked up high in the pan. Hitting back, bumper hopping, dropping sparks when the flame scrapes. That's the way we like to do it when we low ride. And it only makes it better with that hot summer sunshine. Ladies looking fine, and they're checking us out. It's time to hit them up and see what they're all about. They said they're from out of town, but stay in the night. All they want to do is party up and have a good time. We can do it, and they got the spot, it's going down. Kicking back with some bomb honeys, they say they want to pass. So it's time to make a beer run. Who's down the ride? This is just too crazy. Summertime is worldwide as we bounce, rock, skate. Can't forget the road. Summer love in full effect and it's out of control.
Hello, everybody. This is Mary. Welcome to Versatile Radio Weekends. We do have a special guest today, Guba Swift. I know you guys have been waiting for this for a couple weeks now. I've been announcing it. But we do have her on the line, and we're gonna go ahead and bring her in after this song. And you're here with me with my co-host, Eddie Carlos. Are you there?
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, it's hot out there, huh?
Yeah, it's a little breezy right now. We got a little bit of breeze, and things are feeling a lot cooler than in the recent.
Right. Okay, I have my other co-host that just joined us, and here in the building is Sandra. Sandra, are you there?
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing?
All right. You sound like you guys are hot out there.
Yeah, it's a little hot, but it's breezy.
It's actually a beautiful day today.
Oh, yeah? What are you guys doing?
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, well, anyways, yes, we do have a special guest today, and it's Guba Swift, and like I said, she's in our chat room right now. I'm actually going to open up the chat room, and if any of you guys want to join us, feel welcome to, just go ahead and just, I believe you have to sign up, just give a name right quick and an email, and you'll be right there in the chat room with us, and we are going to be right back with Guba Swift.
Oh, do, do, do. When I saw you, I knew that I was gonna love you. And every day I thought, oh, how I'm gonna love you.
Okay, everybody, this is Mary with Versatile Radio, Sandra, and Eddie Carlos, and we have Guba Swift on the line. Can you hear me okay, Guba? Yep, yep. Okay,
hi,
good.
Doing,
I know it's
Claire?
Really hot out there. Yeah, that's my co-host. That's Sandra. I don't know how.
How you doing?
Hi, Sandra.
Fine. How you doing, Kuba? It's a pleasure to have you on the radio show today. We've been waiting to be able to speak to you. I've heard a lot of your music, and I just heard a lot about you. And I think I might have seen you before at Oscar's Church. I'm not sure. So.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Oh,
yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can call you.
Yeah, we're having a little bit of audio problems, but can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Kuba.
Okay, but we're not having the
problem. Okay, great. Listen, real quick, I know you're in a hurry. And, oh, wow.
Sorry.
That's okay. Everybody, yeah.
Yeah.
We're really... Yeah, we're really thankful that you're able to join us today, because I know that you have a very busy schedule, and you know, we've been trying to work this in for the past week or so. But you know, I thank you. Real quick, look, I'm gonna play a song by you titled "Represent." Can you tell me when you wrote this song or when you actually put it out?
Oh, actually, okay, so I didn't write that song. Was that the email, the emails that I sent you last night? I think you were asking me for a favorite song.
Yes, and I bet. Right.
So I must have misunderstood you. Did you want me to send you a favorite song that I wrote?
No. You know what? I have quite a few of your songs, Kuba. I just want you to tell the audience a little bit about your career. I was led to believe that this was one of your older songs. I didn't know that it was on, you know, your new release. But let's go ahead. First of all,
that's not my song. Those are some songs, like, you had asked me what were my favorite artists, who did I like listening to,
oh,
and so on.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I sent you that list last night, and it's called Represent Cuba. So it's not my song. It's a song that I'm fond of, a style of music that I like.
Oh, I listened to it. I listened to it, and because they were saying "represent Cuba," I thought they were representing you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
So
it was
representing. So you know what? Yeah. Let's go ahead and we can laugh about it. And I'm gonna play it real quick, and then we'll come back on with your music, okay? We'll be right back.
Okay, darling.
All right, I'm good.
Represent,
Okay, everybody, welcome back to our radio. That even sounded like you, Cuba.
I know somebody else had said that, but no, that would not be me.
That makes you want to
okay.
move. Cuba, you do a lot of dancing. I heard you choreograph and you teach youth how to dance and you do a lot of activities with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and talk about that. Let's talk about.
Yeah.
Let's do a little bit. Let's start off with when you first started doing music, okay, and tell everybody how you ended up teaching and doing instruction.
Yeah. Well, I've been pretty much doing this since fresh out of high school. I was on a mission to pursue the entertainment industry and whatnot. So I originally started off as a dancer. And then as my creative juices started to, you know, to get more into the hip-hop industry and the Latin industry and whatnot, I took up rapping, got into, like, the rap scene, still continued to dance. But on the side, another thing that I did was I got into the fitness industry. And I got into the fitness industry because I thought it was, you know, easy outlet for me to be able to work part-time and still pursue my career. So,
right.
Can you guys hear me? Yeah. So
yeah,
I
we can hear you.
Yes.
Okay, good. So I ended up actually becoming an aerobics instructor back in the days when it was like Holiday Spa and Nautilus Aerobics Plus and whatnot. But because I was a dancer, I started to bring dance into the fitness arena as well. So
real quick, let me interrupt you. Can I interrupt you right quick? And this all took place here on the West Coast? Okay.
Yeah, on the West Coast. I graduated from Fairfax High School. I grew up in the Crenshaw District in L.A. Yeah, so this all pretty much Hollywood area, L.A.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Living around that area will kind of pump you up with, like, your roots and everything, right? Because, you know, it's about where you live. It's more about your culture, and it just becomes who you are. Like, but, it, you know, I've been to other places and stuff like the Riverside and, you know, even in Arizona, you know, really L.A. has a bound area where, like, they unite themselves with their culture and their ethnicity and wherever they're at, and they want to Bloomfield and they want to come out and they want to become somebody. And it's good to hear that you came out of there and you're doing something for the society and you're being there for the youth and you're being a different example and giving them the inspiration to become a dancer, become, you know, give them the opportunity to have someone downtown, you know, down to earth, to want to learn off of it and do what you have to do, you know, and that's kind of good to hear a story like that.
Yeah. And, you know, I work with all walks of life, really. I've worked from, like, the youngest 5-year-old to literally some of my clients are in their 70s and they dance.
Wow.
What I ended up doing was through my creative talents and just working entertainment and fitness, I developed a program called Salsa Hip Hop Fitness, which is a Latin-based fitness program. And I've been teaching for over 15 years now, and so
is that the kind of music you use for your workout too, right?
I do.
Yeah, because that had me going. I was like, what? I can do this all day.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it gets a little faster. That was just one of the grooves that I usually like to listen, but most recently because of my writing skills and just being, you know, being in the hip-hop scene and the salsa scene for so long, I started creating my own music, which is salsa hip-hop music. I don't know, Mari, if you have that song, Everybody Dancing, and if you'll have a chance
to
play it, but that's my latest single, and that's kind of the direction that I'm heading, is combining urban sounds with, you know, with Afro-Cuban sounds and that sort of thing, and just creating this brand that, you know, is just slowly but surely it's blowing up, you know, because, you know, the L.A. scene, you know, broke out with the hip-hop and everything in the early 90s, you know, but if you do a historical search on, you know, how salsa and hip-hop really came about, it actually started in the Bronx. It started in New York. Some of your best salsa musicians came out of that era. In the late 60s, early 70s, and then shortly after that was when the breakdancing started. So I've always had this dream to create, because, you know, salsa music, Cuban salsa music and Puerto Rican as well, for the most part is very rhythm-driven. You know, you got the timbales, you got the congas, you got the bass. Hip-hop is similar. It's very rhythm-driven. You know, you got to hear that bass. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to hear those boom cats. And so, and it's interesting because at that time in the Bronx, people wanted to just express themselves. Like, you know, I grew up dancing in my backyard. I grew up, you know, mm-hmm. at every party, our family, that's just what we did. We just, you know, we just, you know, would break out dancing. The, you know, instruments would come out. And that's what the culture was doing and how they were evolving in the Bronx, and it's interesting because the younger generation of that Latin community began to start with the breakdancing, you know, and embracing that freedom of expression. But really, those two genres of music are freedom of expression, you know, and it's out of the it's out of the grind. It's out of what I call Spanish la lucha, you know, growing up in the barrio, growing up in the projects, you know, just, you know, going through things and wanting to outlet ourselves, you know, through something positive other than, you know, try to stay away from the drugs, you know. That's the way I saw it growing up, you know. For me, it was an outlet, and that's what it's been for many people in my generation, and it continues. So those two genres of music, you know, it's always been a dream of mine to combine the two, and I'm still in the fine-tuning stages, you know, because you're talking about live salsa instrumentation with hip-hop, and some groups have attempted to do it, but because there's not a huge demand in mainstream market, it hasn't hit yet, you know what I mean? I think the closest we've gotten, like right now anyway, because I'm talking about, you know, I think Gloria Estefan attempted to do that, and she was, you know,
that's
fine, go ahead.
Real quick, just to tell you that I have always had that kind of music in me, and you know, you're right about everything you're speaking about. It's held back just because we don't ask for more, and it's not something that our people are going out there to want to bring out, you know, as much as, you know, finally somebody is, you know, you have people out there. But when I was little, I was in elementary, and, you know, I went to Veracruz, I went to Mexico, and I visited my family, and my grandma's, you know, she's Cuban, and a lot of my people listen to all that music, and it's funny because they gave me a folder from Sabrositas. Like, my family owns the company from Sabrositas. I don't know if you know it's like the Doritos over here, and actually, I think Sabrositas and Doritos are mixed together. But they gave me a folder, and when you opened it, it had her singing that song, "Come on, everybody, and shake it." You know that song where it's like,
yeah,
it's just
yeah,
going?
Yeah.
And every time you open my folder, you get your boogie on, you know? And I took it to school, Gloria Estefan. And I took it to school, and it was like the best thing ever. I think I tried to hold on to that folder to its last pieces. And, you know, and I'm happy to hear that kind of music. That's the kind of music I grew up with, and I love it. It's like nothing.
Talk about her dancing?
I know that we're on it right now. She's talking about it.
The last time I actually seen you, it's been a while. It's been quite some time, and you know, I was very happy to hear that you know, where you've gone and how you've progressed in your career. You actually had left a CD of that song with me, and I believe it was up at the house, and the kids love it. You know what I mean? They play that song, and that's been maybe 6-7 years ago, something like that. But just to remind everybody that's listening, also this show is actually going to be edited and put into the show with DJ Shadow out in New York, and it will be aired through Freestyle Paradise Radio on Tuesday. And you probably might want to pay close attention. I don't know. I'm getting a whole lot of.
I can hear you.
My headphones. Yeah, but there are some artists out in New York that you know, I do collaborate with, and you know, we're trying to do a little bit of something together with the whole the salsa dance groove. And but you know, pay attention, tune in whenever you see them links going up, and you know, because those guys are, you know, they're into some a new movement out there that has to do with like freestyle and a little bit of the salsa, the urban, and that's Freestyle Paradise Radio. Everybody, DJ Shadow, and who Versatile Radio is and has been collaborating with for the past 2 months. Yeah, definitely. Real quick about from when I had last seen you, where did you go from there? I mean, I know you were trying to, you were getting a studio, a dance studio together. I had my studio in Corona, and you were doing your own thing. You were trying to get this, and then, you know, a few years later, I just heard, you know, you're blessed. You got it. So you want to tell us how that happened? And
it's interesting because a lot of things with me have happened in seasons. You know, I have to thank God for my husband. He's like my business partner and my partner in crime, and he's always supported me in everything. But we got blessed with an opportunity to rent a facility in the city of Norwalk, and we were there for about a couple of years. And it was good. It was good. We were able to hold like breakdancing competitions there. We were teaching kids, and you know, we were able to use it to help the community and stuff. But you know, things go through seasons. So I think that's the last time you and I talked, and I was in the city of Norwalk teaching my classes, and then all of a sudden it was time for a change. And so just recently, I'm no longer in Norwalk. I'm actually kind of branching off right now, and I'm at three different locations. I'm at I'm teaching in Beverly Hills, I'm teaching in Burbank, and I am teaching in South Pasadena, which is more out this way. And I don't have my own location, but the thing is we're a production company, and I've actually been doing some traveling as well. So it's a little bit challenging to have the place and then try to keep up a business and that sort of thing. What I've been getting into more, like I said, is producing music, you know, working on my album, the new sound I want to put out. Also becoming a fitness educator for AFA certified instructors. Now with my program, if there's any group fitness instructors out there listening, my program, it will be able to offer continuing education units to group fitness instructors. So if there's anybody out there that wants to learn intro to salsa hip hop, that's the name of the course. They'll have 3.5 CEUs, and this probably doesn't mean anything to you, but whoever's listening, they'll know what I'm talking about. So that's on the fitness side. So yeah. I've been focusing more on, you know, putting together tours, my workshops. I was in Germany for 2 months last year, which was an amazing trip. I've been doing a little traveling this year, like locally here, and there's, you know, other trips to Europe in the works. So I'm kind of like branching off, you know, without really necessarily having my own location. A lot of stuff I'm doing online nowadays and stuff like that, training. And I'm really excited about this. I haven't told too many people yet, but we're actually working on a film right now. We're in the very beginning stages, but I'm actually putting together a film based on a true story of my life, my husband's life. And,
that's awesome.
That's like the latest thing, and it's going to incorporate the dancing, the entertainment. It's a story of fate, you know, all of the things that I've done in my life. It's been nothing but the Lord, and just the Lord giving me that faith for me to persevere, because, you know, being an entrepreneur is not easy. Following a dream and, you know, choosing to pursue something in life can be challenging at times. And, you know, and that faith has kept me going, literally, you know. And every time I just keep moving, I'll see doors open, and God will do, you know, he'll show me things here and there and use me in different ways. So that's what I'm up to right now. I may be starting another program in the city of Norwalk. That's in the works right now, and that was going to be geared to the kids. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on right now with me.
Okay. And real quick, only because before you and I actually really started, you know, talking again recently about the show and getting you on, there are, you know, there's a few artists and performers that I actually am in contact with, and, you know, not just locally, but out of state. Do you travel to say, do any type of training or you know, coordinate dance for performances?
Absolutely.
You do, okay.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
As far as the
traveling that I've done, the traveling that I've done just recently has had to do more with my fitness program and just launching that and, you know, implementing it. I was just in Frisco a couple weeks ago. I'm going to be starting that more on a regular basis. And so that's the kind of traveling that I have been doing. I am open, and I thought that's what you were asking me, to, you know, coaching or doing other types of training as well, you know. But right now I've been focusing more on that dance fitness program that I just put out.
I see. And do you have dancers under you that you might be able to send out for, say, artists that you need dancers?
Yeah, I mean, I can always give referrals. I have people that I work with. We just finished choreographing a Cuban Tropicana show, and it was a mixture. It was like a musical. It was a mixture of, like, you know, old historical, you know, Cuban folk dances with hip-hop and R&B and all kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, you know, people want to contact me to refer dancers or to get dancers or get that together, we can provide that.
Okay, awesome. And let's throw out your links real quick so that everybody knows where they can find you.
Yeah, you can find me. Actually, my website right now is under construction. It's Cuba Swift Productions with the S at the end .com. If you want to get a hold of me directly, the best way to do it right now is on Facebook. So to inbox me on Facebook, do a search for Cuba Swift, and you know, you can reach me there. You can also email me at info@cubaswiftproductions.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's again info at cubaswiftproductions.com.
And your Facebook?
Facebook, they could just do a search for Cuba Swift.
Yeah, Cuba Swift. I heard that.
Yeah, and you know, they can email me. Like I said, my website's under construction. I really don't recommend anybody trying to contact me through the website. They're more than welcome to go on the website, check out the videos, what we're doing and whatnot. But it is under construction right now. So if they want to reach me, it's best to email me at info@cubaswiftproductions.com.
Okay, there it is there, everybody. Thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and let you go, Cuba. We're going to have you back on the show sometime soon, maybe next month or the month after that. And that way, you know, we can have a little bit more thorough interview with you and, you know, reach out to some people. We're gonna play three songs that I actually have by you. And you guys just stay tuned in, everybody listening. We're going to be on the air till about 7 o'clock tonight. And we have some real good music coming up. Once again, Cuba, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
For sure.
Definitely. No problem. We'll be playing your songs in the next 10 minutes or so. Just stay on hold for me right quick, okay, Cuba?
Okay, cool.
I'm never worried, now that is a lie. 次のシンガーはセリーナ・ゴーメン。
ウォーウォ
ー。 It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already done. And I guess right now here's another one. Though humanity will play on and on with the best of all.
Somebody please give me just a minute to explain my misery. The girl that I love,
see you later, cousin.
She walked out on me, yes she did.
on. Make some noise. Where you at?
Versatile Radio. The unity is now.
Sunday night oldies on Versatile Radio with Junior and Senior.
Thank you.
Sunday night oldies on Versatile Radio with Junior and Junior.
Thank you.
Sunday night oldies on Versatile Radio with Junior and Senior.
Hi, this is Gillette.
You're listening to Friday Night Freestyle on Versatile Radio.
world unfolds and dries, things I behold, one relationship to the next, taken by lust of the flesh. Before you know what a child is born, left out in the cold alone. Different stories, staying strong. Men and women do you wrong. Cheating wise men that lie. Love affairs beneath blue skies. Some say love at first sight is what happens when it's right. Some say love is blind. Watching girls fall in love with the wrong guys. How does mentality get so twisted? People going all ballistic. Jealousy, the key that unlocks suicidal thoughts. Fits of rage to the pain. All because I gotta have it my way. Like a red rose that folds and dries. I keep hearing the word love, but people mention all the above. We justify reaction to meet our own satisfaction. Train deception from the truth, blinded from the living proof of the one, the only son who laid his life and shed his blood. Love. The best when people put you through the test. Doesn't boast of what it does. Recognizing who it's coming from remains the same. No need to change, regardless of possessive gain. Learn to see through different eyes. True love will stand the test of time. Keeps no records of my wrong. No talk behind me when I'm gone. Even when I stray away, love takes me back from where I came. Arms open wide like a blue sky. Peace fills me inside. If you can read between the lines, don't await love till it's time. Seek first the master of the trade. Unconditional agave. Never fails, satisfies your every need. If you believe it, you will see everything is done. Everything, what is meant to be will be, even while it's still done. Keep quoting scripture through the song, hoping something will affect at least one person's intellect. Seen too many of my friends go through things I can't comprehend. If they would only understand the one who holds the master plan.
Throwing it back on Versatile Radio.
Thank you. throwing bad.
Supposed to be my house that you go home to every day. How can you be
particular. There's just I, myself, and me. I told her that I dream of you quite often. She just cut her eyes at me. She said you got a home, you're very happy. So just stop your meddling. I told her that.
young busy bone. Try. Yes, indeed, we got badass in the building.
Primary objective is to keep the groove.
Thank you.
wanna see you. I wanna be you. I wanna show you, man, that I need you. I want your body. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Tell me if you really love me. For a long time I lived life with no kind of direction. Then you came into it. You know you saved my life, right? Everything at this point is for you and our family. The things that we built together, you and me. Nothing else, no one else. I belong to you, baby. I love you.